Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today's topic is one that's both tough and real. Not everyone is going to tell you the truth. And I know, just hearing that can make your chest feel a little heavier. Because so many of us want to believe the best in people. We want to think that our friends, our partners, our family, everyone close to us is being real with us. But life has shown me, and probably you too, that honesty isn't always the default. People lie. People hide, people sugarcoat. And here's the hardest part. Sometimes it's not even because they're evil or out to hurt us. Sometimes they just don't know how to be honest. Sometimes they're scared of what honesty will do. But no matter the reason, being on the receiving end of dishonesty can really mess with your trust, your sense of security, and your peace. So in this episode, I want to break it down. We're going to talk about why people don't always tell the truth, how you can recognize dishonesty when it's happening, how it impacts us deeply, and most importantly, how you can protect yourself and still live authentically, even when the world around you isn't always straightforward. Let's get into it. You ever notice how people have a million reasons for not being honest? Like sometimes it's fear of confrontation, fear of looking bad, fear of letting someone down. For example, think about the friend who says, "Oh yeah, I'll be there for your birthday dinner," but deep down, they already know they're not coming. They don't want to deal with a disappointment, so they choose a quick lie instead of honesty. Other times, dishonesty comes from selfishness. Someone might want to protect your reputation, their control, or even just keep you in the dark because it benefits them. This shows up a lot in workplaces. Managers who won't give you the full story. Coworkers who withhold info just to stay ahead. Then there's the so-called white lies. The lies people tell because they think it'll soften the blow. Like, "Oh, yeah, your haircut looks great," even when they hate it. Or deeper ones like, "I'm fine, nothing's wrong," when everything's clearly falling apart. The thing is, no matter the reason, dishonesty always creates a crack in the connection. Because honesty, real honesty requires courage, and not everyone has that courage. Okay, so let's talk about spotting dishonesty. The frustrating part is that most people don't flat out admit, "I'm lying to you right now." They get slick with it. But here's what I've learned. When words don't match actions, believe the actions. If someone says they care about you but never actually show up when you need them, that's not truth. If they promise they'll change but repeat the same pattern, that's not truth. You've got to pay attention to how you feel around people. Have you ever been in a situation where you leave a conversation more confused than before? Like you're thinking, "Wait, what did they actually say?" That's a sign. Honest conversations don't leave you questioning your own sanity. Dishonest ones do. And then there's your gut. We all have the internal alarm that goes off when something feels off. The problem is we often tell ourselves, like, to talk ourselves out of it because we want to believe the best. But if you feel like something doesn't add up, it probably doesn't. Trusting that feeling is one of the best tools you have. Now, let's get real about the impact. When someone lies to you, it doesn't just hurt in the moment. It plants seeds of doubt. You start questioning your own judgment. How did I not see that coming? Am I too trusting? Am I naive? The worst part is the ripple effect. One lie can destroy trust across the board. If a partner lies about something small, suddenly you're questioning everything they've ever said. If a friend hides something big from you, you start wondering if all of your other friendships are as solid as you thought. And let's be honest, the rebuilding process is brutal. Because trust, once broken, doesn't snap back. Even if you forgive, even if you move forward, that scar is still there. And those scars shape the way we see future relationships. Sometimes this honesty doesn't just damage one connection. It changes how you see all connections. So how do we deal with this? How do you protect yourself without closing your heart off completely? First, stop ignoring patterns. If someone shows you more than once that they can't be honest, don't keep giving them chances to prove it again. That's not protecting them, that's abandoning yourself. Second, boundaries. It's okay to step back from people who can't be real with you. Protecting your peace doesn't make you cold or bitter. It makes you smart. You don't owe anyone unlimited access to you, even if they can't respect you enough to give you honesty. And third, build a circle of truth tellers. They might be rare, but they exist. Surround yourself with the people who would rather hurt you with the truth than comfort you with a lie. That kind of honesty may sting at first, but long term, it's priceless. Those are the people worth holding on to. At the end of the day, the best antidote to dishonesty is living authentically yourself. When you stand in your truth, when you make it clear that honesty is non-negotiable, you naturally filter out people who can't meet that standard. And here's the thing. Living in your truth doesn't mean you have to spill every detail of your life to everyone. It just means you refuse to play the game of dishonesty. You refuse to lie to yourself. You refuse to shrink who you are just to make someone else comfortable. And you refuse to accept less than real from the people you let close. The world is full of half-truths and sugarcoating, but you don't have to live that way. When you choose truth, you choose freedom. And when you choose freedom, you attract people who are strong enough to do the same. So yeah, not everyone's going to tell you the truth. That's a reality. But it doesn't mean you have to walk through life bitter or paranoid. It just means you have to walk through life with eyes open. Protect your peace, protect your energy, and choose honesty for yourself. Even if the world doesn't always give it back. Thanks for listening to Raw Thoughts from A. If this episode hit home for you, share it with someone who might need to hear it. And as always, stay true, stay raw, and I'll catch you in the next one.